Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
So Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. My name is Tim McKernan. Thank you. Thank you for making me the best.
It's self-eliminating.
No, you do it yourself every day.
It's a squat thrust that you do every morning at 4:45 that keep you the best in the business.
That's right.
You outwork the others, including Doug.
You ever had the urge, as soon as you wake up, to immediately start exercising? I mean, no. That thought never even enters my mind.
I'm so tired I can't even see.
We get here at a little before 7 next to a Gold's Gym, and the place is packed with people working out.
That's a good play if you can do it.
I know. I respect people who can do that. I've never had that thought where, boy, I just woke up. I've got to go run a couple miles or lift weights or something. That's more of a later in the day thing.
Right now, I just want to hover around an ice cube.
It's a little warm.
It's like 80 degrees in here.
Yeah,
I'm comfortable.
You look flushed, Doug. You do.
You turned on, bro?
No.
Football fans, it's go time. That means it's time to step up to the bold flavor of the official Bloody Mary the morning after Major Peters. Made in St. Louis using over 90% real tomato juice, Major Peters Bloody Mary mix will make your game time festivities a major success. Check out MajorPeters.com. Major Peters Bloody Mary mix, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well done, Tim. You paused like you wanted commentary.
You wanted plaudits. And hosannas thrown at your feet.
There is no reason why this show should be entertaining, yet it is. Good work, Tim. And you're a good man for bringing everyone up with you. Okay. That's from Danny Tanner.
We're just really in hyper-limbing mode right now.
Doug, how'd you do on DraftKings this weekend?
I didn't play this weekend.
How about your fantasy football teams?
I got one I think is going to get in the finals.
Oh, sweet. Who did it for you?
This one.
Not this
I think
one.
Our fantasy. No. It's a Channel 4 league.
Then you might be making the whole thing up.
No, I'll show you. I got a big game from Gronk yesterday and from Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles is a good play.
They both scored over 30 points.
There's this little $3 game on DraftKings that you can put in 20 teams. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to max out every team, and I'm just going to put Tom Brady as the quarterback on every team, and Brady must have been like bottom third of quarterbacks yesterday. Didn't matter. I was off. But I had Sterling Shepard and I had Keene Cole. I like those plays. Those are kind of randoms. Shepard a contrarian, Cole random with the Jaguars, knowing that Texans secondary was weak.
You win anything, guy?
It was a net loss. But like the big surprise plays I was on, I guess the one that probably caught a lot of people off guard was Greg Olsen going from zero to a huge number yesterday against the Packers.
I had him all year and he did absolutely nothing. And I played him. As soon as he's back, I played him, and he got a big goose egg, a big zero. As soon as I was eliminated from the playoffs, he has a huge game.
Well, how about this? Why don't you shut your yap?
They're out to get me. They're out to get me.
All due respect, why don't you shut your yap about your little fantasy issues and look at the bigger picture? We have a team that is going to change ownership hands, and this is a team that St. Louis has loved for years. I tweeted out, you can't walk down the street without seeing 2-3 Jake DeLome jerseys.
You can't.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you there.
And, I mean, this is Panther country. Always has been.
Yeah.
And now there's a problem with the owner having to sell the team. I understand that there are contracts in place to stay in Carolina, but contracts are meant to be broken.
Sure they are.
And the team needs to return to its roots, and those roots obviously are here in St. Louis.
I think people here are crazier about the Panthers than they are about the Cardinals.
Yeah.
You hear a lot more talk about Carolina.
Boy, what an opportunity for
bring
that franchise
Panthers,
to come back
Panthers.
Home.
Yeah.
And it's been a rental for Carolina for all these years.
Did I read somewhere where Vince McMahon is thinking about starting up another XFL-type league?
The XFL!
Maybe we'll get a club in that league. And he says, we want to bring back real football with crackback blocks and things like that.
That's what he said? He didn't say that?
We want all the clothesline hits, and we want every crackback block.
Yeah, they tried that, and it was a disaster. You remember what they did with the opening kickoff? Remember from that documentary?
Yeah. Yes.
They just put the ball out, and then two guys, and they the first game, the first Injuries.
Broke his leg. The guy broke his leg trying to recover the fumble for the opening kickoff. No chance that they'll bring the club here. No chance. We don't have a place to play now. The dome has been kind of torn apart, part of it, hadn't it? I don't think you can play a football game in there anymore.
The naysayers, but you've seen the way the city embraces things and the county and the city partner up, and they could get that done.
We've talked about people being accused of sexual harassment, and some of them sit there and fight it. I think you probably know that you're guilty when they accuse Jerry Richardson and he immediately puts up his $2 billion football team for sale without even a fight.
Well, he settled like five of them, so it's out there.
Yeah.
Absolute power corrupts.
That's a huge step when you say, okay, they're going to accuse me. Okay, the team's for sale.
It's okay. He's not even waiting for the... I read that he'll make $3 billion off his ownership. I think he did okay.
Oh, I think he did. I'm sure he'd rather have the team. Those guys are so rich now that they'd rather have the team than the extra cash, I think, most of them.
Diddy says he's in to buy him.
Yeah.
If we get Tom from Salt and Smoke, Ryan Kelly, Tim, some of your moneyed circles partners.
Right. Yeah. Let's make a bid. Right.
We get Biff in on ownership.
Yeah, he seems like he likes to spend.
He'd probably be the managing partner.
You would assume he would do well in those owners' meetings.
Not that he would ever run into problems with sexual harassment. I don't think that anyone's ever accused him of that before.
Hey, Cam, I got a poem for you.
If we send him as our negotiator to the league, he could woo the other owners with a poem.
Hey, Tim, my name is Tim, too. It's cool. Which exercises do you use to make your traps look so good? Thanks. That's from the Dogtown Astro.
How do you know what his traps look like?
Yeah, shut your trap.
How would any man know what your traps look like?
Where are the trap area proper?
Is that up here?
Yeah, shoulders, baby, shoulders. A little shoulders, back behind baby. The shoulders. Yeah.
Shoulder, baby.
Yeah.
Every time I do pull-ups, I hurt my shoulder.
Well, stop doing it.
It's a good exercise.
Well, stop it. Doctor, it hurts when I do this. Don't do this.
Yeah, you're right.
Can we get back to getting the Panthers here? It seems like a golden opportunity. I had heard that the Pelicans and Panthers were going to move together.
In a joint venture?
To offset some of the costs.
The cost of what? Moving bands?
Yeah.
You think we could support that, do you?
No. But we NFL, yeah, or NBA. Well, probably not NBA.
No.
A lot of people like quote-unquote college basketball in St. Louis.
I like college basketball. What, that's racist to like college basketball? Do you see who plays college basketball?
I'm just saying you can like both. Different sports.
Who do you think if the city and the county and people weren't bickering and the Rams got an expansion team. Who's the one team you think wouldn't have got it? Jacksonville or Carolina?
Oh, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. They got the last
That's part. Actually, I mean, that's more or less factual. I suppose you were covering that, Doug. Were you like in a location when that was announced?
Or was it I was always
in a parking lot.
No, I'm not talking about a park. That's a good answer. But it, like, was there an announcement somewhere in New York or was it just like a somebody sent a text or what?
I forget exactly how the announcement was made.
I mean, I remember the day. We talked about this on Questions from the Audience last week. I remember the day of it, and we had a St. Louis U-High field trip to a courtroom, and I think the attorney, it was just like to observe a trial. And the attorney, I think in an attempt to ingratiate himself to 30 high school students, said, on this day when St. Louis gets itself an NFL expansion team, in other words, we were expecting it. Mm-hmm. We were expecting it.
They had printed up some St. Louis Stallions jackets.
Purple and gold.
One of them was delivered to Channel 4, and the news director got it.
I still have mine.
Do you? How'd you get it?
Why are you mad at Iggy?
I don't know if I should use the guy's name who printed a bunch, made a bunch of them, but then they were told they had to destroy them, and he gave me one.
Well, you don't have to destroy it.
Yeah, he was told that then they don't have a team. And it had the NFL logo and everything on it.
So what happened?
It said you have to destroy them.
What happened in the final, like, because, I mean, on that day, we thought we were getting one. What happened in the final, like, hours?
Well, as I remember, Jerry Clinton, near the end of the process, decided he didn't quite have enough money. So they had to hurry up and find somebody else with some cash in a big hurry, almost overnight, within a week or so. And that guy was Stan Kroenke.
The steamer strikes back again.
They brought in the steamer, yeah. And I guess the steamer met with the other NFL owners. And then they had a press conference to let us know how that was going. And the steamer walked out in front of the podium and absolutely froze up. Absolutely had nothing to say. It was just,
Frank, how are you today?
Frank was there.
We didn't get that. We got, and thank God Dan Dierdorf came running in from the side and said, Stan's not used to speaking in front of a big crowd like this or television cameras. I'll take it from here. Thank God he did that because the whole city was going, say something, Stan. Say something.
So this happened on the afternoon of the St. Louis franchise going to Jacksonville?
No, that might have been the day before or day or two before. I don't remember the exact time. It's been more than 20 years now. But anyway, they held this news conference saying they'd made their pitch and they were comfortable that they're still in line to get the team and that Stan Kroenke has stepped up and he'll help Jerry Clinton make all this happen. And then within it, I think it was within a day or two of that, the announcement came down that it was going to Jacksonville.
Yeah, but there was going to be a scheduled announcement from the NFL. And in St. Louis, we thought we were getting it. I remember when Carolina got it, people were like, what the hell, Carolina?
Right. And I remember all the big hitters in St. Louis. Charles Sella was there and Charles Knight was there. Some of the very biggest of the big money guys came back on a private plane and they held an impromptu news conference at Lambert and just absolutely ripped the whole process. Just absolutely tore into everybody involved.
What'd they say about it?
I don't remember the exact words, but they were just hopping mad over the whole thing. They thought Jerry Clinton didn't get out of the way so that Kroenke could take over as a sole ownership.
What was it? There was a guy named Fran Murray.
Fran Murray wanted to be Jerry Clinton's partner. Jerry Clinton basically is the guy who got the dome built. That was almost all him.
And then they screwed him.
Yeah.
Right at the last minute, Jerry Clinton.
Big money guys wanted to come in and take it away. When it looked like we were going to get the team, they wanted to push Clinton out and take it.
And why'd they want to push him out?
Because they knew that this would be a huge moneymaker and the team would be worth billions of dollars.
But ethically, that seems to be dirty pool.
Well,
that's not perhaps how business is done in America.
And I think a lot of that had to do, too, with not getting the team. They saw what was going on behind the scenes, that guy that basically started this and got all this here and got the stadium built, and now they're trying to push him out, and they don't know who's going to run it, who's the money man, and I think that's kind of what happened.
Yeah, I think right at the end, they didn't think that Jerry Clinton had enough money to pull this off. And he kept looking for partners. He had a couple guys in and out of here. And right before that, it looked like the Patriots were going to move here. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Orthwine.
Yeah. It was, a brother-in-law of the Bush family? Or
James Bush Orthwine was the gentleman's name.
Right. He was going to bring the Patriots here. And Robert Kraft stepped up at the last minute to save the Patriots for the Boston area.
Why would you want to be in that area? It's not, no money in that city.
Well, they didn't have a stadium. They were playing in that old stadium in Foxborough.
That thing was old. You ever go to that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That reminded me of, like, I've said this, I know, but it's like driving through Kirkwood and all of a sudden there's an NFL stadium. And right. It was old and rickety.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you kind of, that's the way the ballpark in Baltimore was, Old Memorial Stadium. It was in the suburbs.
Oh, really?
And people would let you park on their lawn for $5 or whatever. But there was a certain charm to that kind of...
Sportsman's Park was like that in St. Louis, where you could park in somebody's driveway right across
the
street.
That's how it is at Jerry World in Arlington. You drive up and it's
just... Not really. No, that's a huge, huge complex with two enormous stadiums there. One of them, the baseball, they've deemed not good enough now. They're going to replace that.
After 20 years, they're in the Atlanta plan.
Yeah. They got some cash down there in that Dallas region. Probably.
I want me some glory hole.
Well,
we have plenty of cash here, Monty.
Not so much.
And we have cooperation. That's what we have.
Doug, we were discussing the Ballpark Village Part 2, the remix. Were we not? Weren't we discussing this last week?
Off the air. Yeah.
And I was asking, and I'm asking now, unless one of you guys has found out,
Actually interviewing Bill DeWitt III about that.
These apartments or are these condominiums?
I will find out and report back.
It said apartments in the story.
I thought it was apartments.
Said like it said 297 apartments.
And they're called luxury. And I'm just curious what the rent is, what the square foot is. Like, I mean, I know there's penthouse units. The point being, I want it to work. But I just don't know if it's going to work.
Yeah, if there'll be enough demand for that.
Right.
I'm sure they could put half a dozen or so Cardinal players in there, would say, boy, that sure will be convenient. Sure.
That's right.
Sure. But where the other 290 come from, I don't know. Maybe they will. I'm sure that the Cardinals don't miss on very much of what they do.
I would think
they've done some research into the market.
And this may be, who knows, what does it matter? We're talking about random stuff all the time anyway. But I would think, and I'm sure, and I'd be curious what the reasoning was, because I'm certain that they thought about it. I'm curious as to why they went apartments instead of condominiums. My point being, most people in this market, like whereas in New York, if you're living in Manhattan, in many cases, if not more cases, you're renting. In this market, if you have the money, you're not going to be renting. So why would somebody, A, rent, B, rent downtown if it's going to be expensive? In other words, if you have that kind of money, why would you rent downtown? If you do have that kind of money and you want to live downtown and you can live in this new luxury facility, mm-hmm, perhaps it would make more sense to own it. So then it gets into the next layer of questions, which is what kind of rent you're talking about. What's the price point?
Sure, because it's high dollar.
Exactly. And so my whole premise is, who's that going to appeal to in St. Louis? It's just the way that it is. It probably was different 20 years ago, but rarely in St. Louis do you have 20-somethings with wealth. That's not the way that it is in bigger cities. I know St. Louis has had a lot of big companies pulled out. Now we have some startups coming up, and so maybe there will be some money for 20-somethings. Not to say that's an absolute, but just per capita.
I don't think it'll be 20-somethings living there at all.
Well, so that's my, again, it'll be like, so that's my point.
But how about this? Wash Avenue and the area around the new ballpark when it was first built, there were condos everywhere. And a lot of those projects were shut down because they oversaturated with condos. And there's still horror stories out there. People that bought for $450,000, $500,000 and sold for $220,000 because there were too many. And then people started renting them. So maybe you offer apartments and yes, the rent is high, but there's no potential that you get burned
but
down
I'm just,
the road.
Okay. And I understand that. I understand all of that. Then the question becomes, okay, so we're talking about the supply. Let's talk about the demand. Where is the demand going to come from? And that's my point.
The difference, I would think, the selling point is that you're right there at the ballpark. You're not going to have to walk to it. And I wonder, too, if that's just...
But who's going to be able to afford that?
I don't know. And I
that would want to live there. Plenty of people could afford it, but that would want to live there. You're talking about, I mean, if we play out the hand, and I'm open to being told I'm wrong, because I want to be wrong, because I want it to work.
Mm-hmm.
But who's going to live? Because again, in St.
Louis...
I don't think
it's kids.
Okay.
And I think it's older people...
So when you say older, what's your...
I don't know, 50s that want to be by the ballpark or... And I suppose that there's going to be amenities associated with the building too. Like I said, I don't have all the details about it yet. But I can tell you, the Cardinals and the people, you know, partnering with them, they're not dummies, you know. They had to know what they're doing.
And I agree with that. That's the thing. This isn't like, what are they doing? I worry... I guess I just don't get the model.
They may rent a lot of those out to corporations in the city. A lot of times these people will have an executive come in for a few days to do business, and instead of putting them up at a hotel, they'll put them up at this apartment. And there's a lot of luxury apartments like that in downtown.
From the 314, the downtown occupancy rate is at 95% for rental units. The demand is there. I'm not arguing with that. The price point is, again, this is a conversation. This isn't a hot take on Twitter looking to piss on the project. I want it to work. So if you can, from the text inbox or for phone calls, have the conversation.
I think the difference
taking
will
offense.
Be.
I just, because to me, if it is luxury, like I've stated before, this was off the air, but when I lived at Park Pacific, the price point, and Rafael Furcal, Happy Flight, and his Rolls Royce parked in the handicap spot, I know what the price point there was, which was beyond me, like what they were getting. But mm-hmm. Good for them that they were getting it. But the people who were living there, like my neighbor was like the conductor of the symphony, but he lived in New York and he came in 3 months a year. And so he just had the place and it was fairly clean. And in New York, and the woman who wound up taking my place, I think was from South Florida, perhaps. So again, familiar with these kinds of prices in St. Louis. like what I have always visualized, which I guess was, well, I don't guess, at least at this point, it was wrong. And by that, I mean, my opinion, my projection was 100% wrong, was that St. Louis could kind of turn into what happened with Denver, for example. I know Mark Lamping said their vision with the new ballpark, and this is when I interviewed him in 2006, was like a Wrigleyville, a new Wrigleyville. Wrigleyville, of course, full of old buildings, but with life for young professionals. And I just don't think that's what St. Louis at this point is made up of. So therefore, I don't see it happening. I would love to see it. I just don't see it happening. And so I realized, because I live downtown and I cut checks for rent when I lived on Washington Avenue, so I know what the price point was then, that I would imagine is very small in comparison to what these would cost. But maybe I'm wrong. And that's why I'm asking about the price
point. And I just think the proximity of the ballpark and the amenities would, what I think would be the goal of trying to set them apart from living in other places.
Let's look at the Mansion House, because that's pretty popular downtown.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I mean, if I can be honest about it, Doug's got the same look on his face. The Mansion House isn't very nice. And we're being honest here.
All right.
I've never been inside one of the Mansion House units.
I mean, this has got to be, the way they're building it looks like it's top tier.
So it's much more than this, because a 500 square foot studio in the Mansion House, 719. One bedroom, 619, 600 square feet. Yeah, I'm sorry, 819.
Yeah, that's a different right. We're talking a different
so
animal.
Let's take that conversation out, because that isn't, that's apples and oranges.
I don't know what they're going to look like downtown.
It's brand new. Luxury apartments.
I have more than one friend who, getting close to retirement, has decided they don't want the house and the lawn and all that anymore, and have moved to the central West End.
Right.
Which I wouldn't consider doing that. I if I want to go to a restaurant down there,
are they renting or are they owning?
Now, I'm not sure, but they've got really nice luxury type units right down there, and they just kind of want to be in that city atmosphere, the hubbub, walk to restaurants. Find that attractive.
I can't think of what the name of the building is. The cat, since you live there, you might know. It seems to me to be fairly new. Within the last 10 to 15 years, it was built. Where, in the Central West End.
Yeah. Which? Oh yeah,
it's a tall.
Yeah,
and it's residential, and we looked at places there, and it was super nice.
It's really, really nice. And there are some places in Clayton like that. We went to do an interview with a blues player years ago. He lived in one of the high rises in Clayton. Rents that. He said several of the players are there. It could be that there are enough people like that who just kind of want to be right in the middle of the action, who are renting, not here forever, that would think that that's really cool to be right there in that mix of Ballpark Village and the Cardinal games.
My point being, who I would think would want that, and I could, again, I could be wrong. This is a conversation, not a hot take, would be in their 20s or 30s without kids. I would imagine we would agree with that.
That's who you think that they're looking for?
No, that's who I would think would want it. That's who I would think would want to live there.
I don't know.
I think there are, I mean, that is a trend nationally where older folks near retirement or the kids are gone. Don't want the house and are moving
to. And when you go to a Cardinal game, it's not mostly 20 somethings. It's mostly people that are considerably older than that.
Oh, I agree with that.
It's an older type crowd. You see a lot of diehard people, just absolute Cardinal diehards.
So this is going to be like the Villages in Orlando?
It could be. Well, anytime you're talking luxury units, you're not going to have.
In St. Louis, like which is unfortunate. You're not going to have a lot. That's the thing that I think is such a shame, that they're just. My wife, before we were married, lived at the Mansion House, and it was nothing special. The only thing remotely cool was the pool on the roof. That's from Mr. Nipples. I'm not looking to crap on Mansion House. I'm just saying, for what this thing is going to be.
It's a different.
Mansion House has been there forever.
And I'm hearing they're going to have a buffet for the residents, and they are going to make sure that local media types don't pretend they're going to give people rides to the ballpark, which is across the street, so they could pilfer the buffet.
Wow, they've already laid this out?
Well, because apparently the engineers that put the schematics together listened to the show.
And there is another big apartment complex going up in Soulard. Big, almost like an entire city block. Talking about swimming pools and state-of-the-art healthcare center, and it's really close to a high-crime area. But from what I've heard, they've got those mostly rented out already, too.
Plowhawk, are you looking at this place? Are you familiar with it?
I am familiar with it because I'm being built as I'm getting kicked out of my apartment. I went to that gas station a lot on the corner of Gravois and Russell.
Gravois
and Russell. Not really where I would you know, want to set up shop. So I wouldn't be a good example.
Oh,
I
that's where wouldn't. It is? Right by McGurk's?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, really?
Big building going in there.
It's just very dangerous. There's a lot of close highway. That's why that area of Sular is very popular. Cars getting, you know, it's very dangerous.
But you would think it's smart people do those projects. They don't just guess that people are going to show up. They've obviously done market research.
Well, I'm sure they got that ground for pretty dirt cheap because it was like an abandoned warehouse.
Guys, stop getting hung up on the term luxury. Of course, they're calling them luxury. They're brand new apartments and just marketing it. It's not going to be gold toilets. It's just,
no, these are luxury. These will be luxury.
No, this guy knows. This is probably built with the
anywhere, anytime you... They always say luxury apartments, and they're not. They just use the word, but these will be. These are going to be high-end, high-rent places. They're not going to say luxury and trick people and charge, you know, $2,500 a month.
What constitutes luxury?
Well, you'll be able to go in and walk around and look at it.
I think a bidet, isn't it a bidet?
That helps.
Iggy, I see what you're doing, and I guess
what
we
am
all,
I doing?
We
I'm
all,
asking, what? Because I don't live in a luxury apartment.
I don't think there's a set definition to qualify as luxury. That's why anyone can say it's a luxury apartment. But if it's brand new and they're charging a lot of rent and everything is nice and, you know, top of the line accessories, including whatever the, you know, whatever the utilities that you have with it and whatever the material.
I need soundproofing because I could hear Happy Flight walking around and it was a whole thing. Doug, the move is to rent out one of those wayside motel rooms on Watson near Happy Joe's. Real nice amenities.
Right.
I got news for you,
though. Not luxury.
If you're staying at some roadside motel in the middle of, you know, Alabama, and then you stay at a La Quinta, you're thinking that's luxury. It's a sliding scale what luxury is.
The Coral Courts, that was luxury.
It wasn't.
You could park your car around the side in a garage, nobody could ever see you.
Doug, in the banking/commercial world, we are hearing multifamily is the next bubble. Just what I'm hearing. Bit of concern out there.
Okay. Multifamily, what, that's apartment buildings?
Is that in reference to condominiums and that's why they're doing it?
I don't know.
For me, I love living near and around the city, and if I even had the, I don't have kids, so they're kind of hitting in my age bracket, and where I just wouldn't ever live downtown, regardless of my net income to what I have. I just don't think it's a good investment.
I loved living downtown in 2000. I mean, I couldn't have loved it more. We lived there 2009 through 2012, and I loved it. However, downtown in 2009 through 2012 is different than downtown at this moment. Again, you have the NGA, you know, and I mentioned the startups, Cortex, you know, perhaps you're going to have some young money and maybe that'll change the game. But it just in reference to 2009, it was phenomenal, but it's a different world now at this moment. And I am so hopeful it won't be me. I'm in my 40s now, but I'm so hopeful for that to happen. But I just don't know if it will.
I know people that lived on Wash Avenue initially really liked it.
I loved it.
And then the crap came in, and there was too much to deal with. And you would think, you know, that seven-block area should be a stronghold where you could keep that out, and they couldn't. I mean, that's from people tired of hearing gunshots or finding out about the stabbing, you know, on the next block and stuff like that.
Well, that'll end things real quick when you're trying to attract a moneyed crowd to live there. They're not going to put up with that.
Doug, a luxury apartment, by definition, is a doorman on site 24/7. An in-unit washer and dryer, gold bidet with curious-tongued ladyboy.
No, you lost me there.
There's no set definition from a real estate person. You can put luxury on anything.
But it is true. I hadn't even thought about it. In New York, it is. Oh, you got a doorman? Because that's kind of the way to know, so to speak.
I don't think there'll be a doorman.
I would think that there is. Well, the nicest apartment building, I think, downtown right now, so let me make that clear, because it seems like I've touched some nerves here. I didn't know I was touching nerves.
Well, someone just called me a ballpark village apologist.
I saw that. I decided not to read it. But I think the nicest apartment building downtown, and maybe it's condos, but it would require a poem to get the answer, but is where Biff lives.
Mm-hmm. 0.700, I think it's called.
0.400, I
thought. 0.400, well, 0.700 is a little higher dollar.
Right. That's in Lincoln Park.
Could use a little better parking situation there, though.
Tim, do you have those turlets that spray water to clean your meatloaf slicer after dropping hot, steamy boy mud?
No.
I don't need that luxury because Doug.
Who was that, Tim?
Tongue?
Who was that?
Mae Young's.
Mae Young's newborn hand has been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going to the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log Yule. I'm writing it down with an ink pen, of course, which is, for the moment, unsponsored.
You want luxury? I have a whole host of fabulous amenities, Doug, right behind me. Zipper? That's from Lefty Jackson. Why is the discussion...
Awful.
I'm definitely an old soul, 27, engaged, with no kids. Live in Baldwin and would never consider living closer to the city unless I could move back to Kirkwood and live close to Tim.
Oh, for God's sakes. Well, there's a lot of people that aren't going to want to live in the city.
Where I live now,
you don't need thousands. You only need to fill up 290 some odd.
I think where you live, where Tim lives, where I live, we can get a lot of places relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good
without
locale.
Hearing the gunfire, without worried about being carjacked in your driveway. Or, you know. A friend of ours had their kid shot in the back here a couple weeks ago in the city.
Holy crap, what?
Yeah.
A friend of yours had their child was shot in the back?
Yeah.
Oh, my
right.
God.
Yeah, just getting out to the car. Carjacker came, gave him the keys, and then got shot in the back.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be okay, apparently, but he was in the hospital for quite a while. I mean, how many stories do you have to hear like that before you say, eh, no thanks, I think I'll live a little farther out?
Wow. I hadn't heard that story.
Yeah.
I think I read about that.
Yeah, you might even know him, Tim.
Really?
I don't want to say their name. Right, you don't want it, but you might know the family.
Let's see some of these texts. Tim, you should move to Ballpark. That place would fill up quicker than Doug's.
Okay.
You didn't know you were reading that. I could tell. You really didn't know.
No, I figured it would be a shot at me, and then it led to an unfortunate reference to climax.
For me, the problem living down there would be, where am I going to go when I have to make that late run to the grocery store or to Walgreens?
Well, you can drive out to the Brentwood Deerbergs.
The dog needs to go outside. Am I going to walk the dog around at 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night? I don't think so.
When we lived in Soulard...
I don't want to live anywhere where I have to worry about that at all.
When we lived in Soulard, we'd get on the highway to go to a grocery store. I don't know if they have one.
Well, now they have the Schnucks Culinaria. That was built like in 2010-ish.
Yeah.
So there is a grocery store downtown.
Yeah, and you're going to have to park, and you're going to have to park somewhere.
Like I said, I want it clear, because I know there's just like, it was a question. There's hypersensitivity oftentimes about this conversation. I am super pro-city, and really what I visualized with the new stadium was I was thinking what Mark Lamping said to me in an interview in 2006, but what Jack Buck was advocating in 2001, which was that this would be great, not because the Cardinals needed, per se, a new ballpark, but it would be great for downtown from a residential standpoint. And that, to date, has not happened. And I just don't know if this is going to be that impetus.
The big problem I see is traffic for the next 2 years is going to be unbelievably bad. They've blocked off two lanes of Broadway now, beyond the right field of Busch Stadium. Right where Ballpark Village is, they've got two lanes blocked off for this construction now. So what it used to be, four lanes going southbound, many of them trying to get on Highway 40 right now. Now it's going to be two. And on the other side of Ballpark Village, on the west side, they've got one lane blocked off for the construction there. So you know how bad gridlock has been the last couple of years. Going to get a lot worse.
We ought to monetize that. You and me sell waters to the backlog of traffic. $4 a bottle.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, actually.
Boy, me and you walking around.
There's going to be some delays.
You know, we'll call it Doug's Big Water.
I like it. I like it plenty.
Let's market that brand of water. We'll get it from the tap like everyone else, and we'll call it Doug's Big Water.
There have been times the last couple of years when we would do interviews after a game, and then get in our car, and then try to drive the three blocks back to Channel 4, and it's 30 minutes. The game has been over for 30 minutes.
I know. That's when I go home, about 30, 40
Sometimes
minutes
we walk
after.
Back. It's quicker to walk back with the video card to get the interviews in the system
after
than it is
a game
to drive.
To get to where the Cardinals flights are across the river at that airport there. I mean, it takes forever sometimes. Mm-hmm. Players are sitting in there.
Doug, or the cat, this goat boy is really upset about you defending the apartments being luxury. I don't know what he's upset about, but since you referenced to him earlier, he's back. He says the cat defending the fact that the apartments will indeed be luxury is just the best. Some goat boy.
Well, because I heard that they're going to be high dollar rent. So my guess would be, based on everything that's gone on in the city, they're not going to have crummy apartments and just say they're luxury and then try to get big rent out of it. My assumption is these things will be high-end apartments with a big price tag.
There would have to be something special about them to get people to
the bidet.
Goat boy says no.
Bidets are nice.
Goat boy says I'm just lying.
I'll clean your undercarriage. I guarantee you that much.
Goat boy says that I'm lying. Like I said, I'm going to do an interview on this, and we'll find out more, because I didn't read all the plans. I just heard they're going to be high-dollar apartments. My assumption is, if you want to rent those units, you better give people something.
Downtown crime will plummet once this new tax plan starts. Trickle-down economics. That's from the Bowel Movement Bandit. Mm-hmm. Guys, circling back on Tim's traps, I know his traps are nice because that's where I place my hands when we're playing horse and saddle, and he rides me around the living room saying nay, like a muscular horseman.
Awful. Don't say muscular horseman. Just awful.
DA, you got problems with that.
Other than sports teams, can Doug say one nice thing about the city of St. Louis? That's from the 314.
Sure, we got great things in St. Louis. We've got the Arch, we've got the City Museum, we've got the Science Center.
Is that Max and Irma still next to KMOV?
We've got all kinds of great things, and I hope they can survive.
Don't try to park by the Arch. Like, if you take your family, it's right. Hard there. They mess that up. They tore down the parking structure. So now you're on your own to try to find a place to park.
I know. They spent $300
It is true. It's $300 and there's no signs that say Arch parking.
No.
It's crazy.
I know. I just hope that the city can continue to battle it and that it survives and thrives for the next coming decades, because right now I think they're at a real crossroads.
See you at the crossroads, crossroads. That's a pretty good duet.
Wasn't bad.
Why do I feel like Billy Gilman's song is going to play right now? It's a bit of a downer.
Hey, Tim, if you shave your beard, can I have the clippings so I can glue them on my face? That way, when people say nice beard, I can say thanks. It's Tim McKernan's. That's from Dr. Joseph Gerbils.
Joseph Gerbil.
Dr. Joseph.
That Geneseo is really coming out of the bi-coastal elitist today. Define high-end there, Big Apple.
Who's that? Go boy.
Boo Radley's crippling social anxiety. Doug, who are these people?
Boo Radley was in To Kill a Mockingbird. He saved Jim when she was dressed up as a ham.
Blues analyst Kelly Chase joins us weekly on Thursday mornings, fueled by Petromart. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Not only can you fill up on gas when you stop at one of Petromart's stores, you can fill up your stomach, too. They offer a wide selection of food, drink, and other goodies to satisfy you and your family. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly. That's Petromart. But I'll tell you what. Yesterday, we had the Anna Marie's family over. We had many of my family members over, and it was wonderful, Doug. It was a great day. It really, really was. It really, really was. And people got to hang out downstairs while me and Danny watched our fantasy football teams and didn't talk to anybody, because that's the kind of host I am.
Right, yeah. I'm sure it was a good time, staring into your phone or computer the whole time.
On my laptop, and then I have all 8 games going on at the same time, so it's inconvenient for anybody to watch.
Right.
Because that's the kind of host. But that basement was made possible by Elysium Restoration, and I cannot recommend, I was saying it yesterday, everybody was at our house, said Elysium Restoration did this. They specialize in basements, kitchens, bathrooms, and home additions. Elysium does quality work and has a track record of completing jobs on time and on budget. They work effectively with any budget, from basic remodels to your dream project. Plus, they do all this while podcasting like the Dickens. See for yourself, erdstl.com. And people are going, oh, this must be like your man cave. And I said, not really, because we hang out down here more because, hey, listen, we like the rest of the house, but we love the basement so much and what Elysium did that we hang out down there more than we do in our living room. So Elysium Restoration and Design, erdstl.com. Guys, Boo Radley's crippling anxiety is now on the Mount Rushmore of texter names. Thank you, Mr. Nipples.
All right, Nipsey.
See you at the crossroads,
I guess he did have crippling anxiety.
Did he?
I guess, because he kind of lurked back in the shadows. Robert Duvall was the actor.
Oh, Tom Hagen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was not a wartime counselor.
Correct.
No.
Lena's Pizza has earned Plowboy's seal of approval and is the rage on the fan page. Sports and pizza go hand in hand, Doug. So pick up a Lena's Pizza tonight and enjoy yourself a delicious treat. Missouri taking on Stephen F. Austin. Nothing goes better with Missouri basketball than Stephen F. Austin and Alina's.
Right.
It's tomorrow night, Tim. Jack.
True that.
That's a matchup that we all have circled the calendar.
That Stephen F. Austin team is dying. Tedded one now.
Are they? Well, I don't know how you're going to look them in the eye and tell them you're not going to the Turtle B.
Alina's Pizza has been flying off store shelves, so stack up before hungry relatives raid your refrigerator later this month. Like Plowsy says, nummy, 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 Lena. That's Lena's Pizza, Doug.
Three nummies, two Lena's.
Right. And Reka Vodka is the official vodka of the Ryan Kelly Morning After Skull. That's cheers in Icelandic. Doug, why don't you pour yourself one today and take an edge off your Monday?
Well, maybe I will.
Time for the Hot Shots email today.
At the Lever Puzzle.
Giving away a suspension special. Let's do it. Richard Justice has nothing to hold his head for, except he didn't know his stuff that well. Gave away this interview. Can't wait to see Justin Turner at the PGA Championship next year. Thanks. That's Blues backup goalie Danny Padre. Now he's participating in emails, too. 2 weeks ago, he was backing up Jake Allen. Now he's critiquing Richard Justice's appearance on the show.
And Daddy Padre, I'm sorry you had to face the slings and arrows of Doug Vaughn.
Daddy Padre, he's vile.
Howdy, if I see another Bob's Discount Furniture commercial, I'm going to scream. How many times must I be subjected to Bucktooth Bob and his yellow boiler? I'm surprised they got a store moved here. According to one ad, Bob's riding shotgun while little 3-inch claymation Bob's driving the truck. Funny thing is, Claymation Bob looks better than the original. His hair is brown instead of gray, and they've fixed his massive overbite. Bob has an attractive blonde in some of the commercials. I'm sure Iggy already looked her up on Mr. Skin. She was probably in an old IKEA outtake where she was showing a bunk bed made out of balsa wood, and her blouse popped open for a nanosecond. Iggy has her on his top 10 list of broads and furniture adverts. She's ranked number 4 behind Amy Dubman. That's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. Doug, what in the hell did I just read?
I don't have any idea.
But I dig that Amy Dubman.
Bill.
Is that the sister
Bill
of Pullman's Brooke Dubman?
Independence Day speech.
Hello, I like sports ball. I hope the St. Louis sports ball team is good this year. I'll log off and listen. Thanks, Scott Goldfarb.
Scotty Goldfarb. He's new.
I like it.
All this talk about the cat big-timing people's for the birds. I met him last year during the Pooches in the Park event, and he couldn't have been nicer. I had brought my stepdad, Chet, who was in town from Branson to the game because he loves dogs, and for the free Cardinal Water Bowl giveaway, but sure. The folks at the ticket gate gave us some trouble while we were trying to get in. Apparently, I didn't read the fine print on the tickets, and you couldn't bring in a human dressed up as a dog, which I don't understand. And I was on tilt. I had him on a leash, and at his cosplay parties, he always wins the award for most realistic canine, but that's neither here nor there. At that very moment, the cat walked by and said, hey, these people are friends of the feather and great Americans. Let them in. After that, he took us down to the clubhouse, gave Chet a treat, and told him he was a good boy. Then he drew us a warm bath so we could just splash around and watch the game from the clubhouse. He's a good dude, the cat. So hand to the cat to sing, please. Did you ever know my... Oh, he sings Bettin' to Lose. Did you ever know my hero? Is that from the film Beaches with Barbara Hershey?
I don't know.
Cat, it's Mr. Nipples.
Mr.
Not
Nipples.
Bad. That's Scott Goldfarb, though. It was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Doug, my Latin lover and I are headed down to Tijuana for some much-needed R&R. I've enclosed a picture of him. I recently accidentally retweeted a graphic video from something called sexystepdads.com, and I just need to get away. Maybe you can call Victor, and we can talk about an MMMM. Give him a jingle, and then maybe we can all jingle each other at some Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side lover.
DB's illicit hillside lover.
It's Ricky Ricardo.
Picture.
Isn't that Desi Arnaz?
Yes, it is. Very
How many
Desi.
Times I got to tell you can't be in the show?
My email was hacked. Proof's in the pudding. Who in their right mind would believe I would be attractive to that old codger? Yes, it's true. There was a time I thought about sleeping with him one more time, but when he came down the hall for our rendezvous at the No-Tell Motel in those shiny high heels, the mood just disappeared. Grandpa Jones looked like Bambi on that frozen pond. So, hipster, you can have him. Sincerely, Fire Engines Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Fire Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
And that's where we have that chat's email today. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady. Show me what you got, short A.
Scott Goldfarb was great. Mr. Nipples was pretty good. But I'm proud to vote for Daddy Padre. Daddy Padre.
Dad's vote. I enjoyed the talk about St. Louis sports ball teams. I'm going to vote for Scooter Goldfarb.
I'm going to go with Scott Goldfarb as well. Congratulations, Scott Goldfarb. You have won Hot Shots email of the day.
Well, he was new, and he won.
It's great to expand the audience.
Right.
Frank's up next. He does a real radio program. It's called the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Selvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS.